Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and welcoming you to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. So let's just give the Lord a praise this morning.
All right.
Yeah, it's His birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Boy.
You know,
Nobody'd have a birthday for
him. I get amazed at some of the things that happen at Christmas. And I want to start by saying this. It is a very foolish thing to go in debt just to buy presents for children over Christmas.
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting.
Here's the reason I had them bring out Chef Boyardee. I don't remember which one of these delicious treats we had for Christmas dinner one year, but it was not four cans. Now, when I called Carlene, I said, I want a can. She brought four.
Well, you got three for a gift.
I think it was probably the chicken Alfredo. But that's all we had for Christmas dinner one year.
And the worst part was we were glad to get it.
But the thing of it was, we had a lot of fun with the kids. They were little.
They didn't know any better.
And I remember that all the money we had a can of Chef Boyardee for Christmas dinner. And I bought I don't remember, you got a doll or something for Kelly. I don't remember what, but I remember I bought this little round can, about this big around, of little small firecrackers for John. And that was it. But we had a hoot for Christmas.
Smart.
I mean,
That wasn't very smart. To give firecrackers to John?
I enjoyed
them. Is he the same one that set the bed on fire?
No, that is Stanley.
Oh, okay. That was my brother.
John set a whole lot fire, vacant lot on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was five. I came in. I'd been gone for a while. And he and this little friend of his out this vacant lot, and they set that thing on fire. And the fire trucks and everybody came. And so he came home, and I was gone. He came into glory, and he said, "Do they put five-year-old boys in jail?" She said, "What did you do?" She said, "Well, Barry Craig and I was playing out there in that lot, and we set it on fire." Well, they didn't know who did it, and so they ran home right quick. Fire trucks came and the whole thing. She and Gloria said, "Well, you'll talk to your daddy about it when he gets home." Oh, Ma. So when I got home, we had a talk. But I had learned, the Lord had said this to Gloria and me both. You don't raise your children on fear. Amen. You don't do that. And so I just set him down. And I said, "John, think about this. What if I had come home, and what if you and Barry could not have gotten out of that field in time, and the two of you had burned in that fire?" Oh, he looked at me. I said, "But the good thing is you didn't." Amen. And the Lord helped you from that. But I don't ever want to hear again of you playing with matches anywhere. If you're going to mess with matches, let's play with them together. And so when the firecrackers came out, I said, "Now, come on." And so we got out in the yard and we played with that little can full of firecrackers for a little while. And that was Christmas. But we just had a big time. Now, my point is...
What is your point?
I'm about to tell you, Gloria, if you give me a chance. Boy, you good looking this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
You always are, though, Gloria of God.
You're very kind to forgive me for interrupting you. Go ahead.
Well, it's nothing new. Where was I?
You were at Chef... No, I don't know where you were.
Going into debt over Christmas is a foolish thing to do. Because it doesn't last very long. Well, I just need to get some presents. No, you don't. Brother Copeland, no, you don't. You need to teach your children and just level with them. Say, look, that's like we did over this. And just set the children down and say, listen, we know we're celebrating Jesus' birthday here. So the big thing is, He is the reason we're doing this. And so we don't have money for presents much right now, but as the Lord blesses us, you get blessed too. And we'll just do this thing together. Glory to God. Amen. And then as things improve through the year, and you have some extra money, then buy a present and wrap it up real nice. And I mean, you know, maybe time for school to start again the next year. Say, here's your Christmas table that I didn't have last year. I thought maybe you'd like to have it now. Well, hey, that's more thrilling. Then 15 minutes under the tree and unwrap a bunch of presents, throw it in the back of the closet and go on. It becomes a special gift to a special child because of a special child that was born many years ago. Father, we thank You today and we praise You that a child was born that changed everything.
Praise You.
And we're so glad for it. And we'll talk about that all this week. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Now, I want to say this in the beginning because this is when people of faith look at the Word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we look at the Word of God, the covenants of God, and we've learned in times past that nothing happens in the earth unless it has already happened in heaven. Amen. By God speaking it. So God created the earth for mankind. He didn't create it for the devil and his bunch. He created it for mankind. And so now, what God says things in covenant, you have to always remember these two covenants. This is a book of covenants, and it is the spoken word on paper so that we can believe it and receive it and preach it and teach it and receive faith from it. Now, here's what we need to see. When you pick up your Bible in the first chapter of the book of Matthew and you see these words in the 18th verse, now the birth of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Anointed One, was on this wise. Well, now, wait a minute. We see that a lot of good things happened here and then the wise men, and then Bethlehem comes into this. So there was an exact place and an exact time for this child to be born. Well, let's check that out in Micah in the 4th and 5th chapters. Now, in my King James Bible, it's 1,104 and 1,105. So it's going to be somewhere in that neighborhood in yours. And over in the area of Joel and Amos. And you find Micah just before you get to Habakkuk.
Is that Habakkuk?
Habakkuk, yeah, that's what. And you see in the 4th chapter in the 8th verse, O thou, O tower of the flock. So a tower is involved in this. The stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Zion. Now, if you look, my cross-reference there references the word tower of the flock to Migdal Eder. The tower of the flock. So the Spirit of God, through Micah, set up the fact that where this would take place. And the tower, notice, the tower of the flock. Now, the manger was not a little basket. Now, these things are brought together in tradition and shows the whole picture all together. But we need to know more than that. So there was a tower involved. The manger was the place where the sacrificial lamb shepherds lived. And they kept watch over their flock at night from a tower where they could see that whole area. And the manger itself was not just this little basket of hay, that's involved, but that was after the baby was born. Anyway, that manger was the birthing place of lambs that were sacrificial lambs. And then we know later, John Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." So all of it ties together over many, many years. And then over in the 5th chapter, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." So God spoke exactly where this birth would take place. 715 years before it happened. Isn't that amazing? Now think about that. You know, Gloria, it looks like to me, over 715 years, that word from God through His prophet Micah arranged armies, kingdoms, people, mm-hmm. so that exactly right on time, yeah. 715 years later, right on an exact day, at an exact place, in a manger tower, prepared for the birthing of lambs.
Mm. So, now, don't you think God can figure out your life?
Well, that's the whole point. Then people say, "I just don't know what's going to happen to me." Well, God does, so relax. That's the reason He said, "Seek ye first." Yes. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Not later after everything crashes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what turns your life around.
It was.
Back there years ago, because Gloria had never heard the term new birth. I had, because I was raised in a Baptist church, but Gloria had not.
Well, you might not have paid much attention to it.
No, but I'd heard the word, the term, let me put it that way,
good.
And heard much
that's
word.
Good. Okay.
I heard it, but I didn't pay attention to it. So now, let's go 715 years of Bible. Isn't that good?
Yes.
715 years. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ." Now the birth of Yahshua. Actually, His name was Yeshua. Joshua. But it's been Englishized to Jesus, which that doesn't bother me a bit. "Now the birth of Jesus, the Anointed One, was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, that word translated just is as a righteous man. He's a good man. And not willing to make her a public example. He wasn't willing to do that. This is a good man. And you begin to see why God chose him to be the father of this child, because he needed to be raised right.
Yes.
But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled. Now, this is what I'd venture to say, people that really do know God don't take the time to realize that everything we have anything to do with is something that's being fulfilled that was already spoken. We just have it on paper written. But then Jesus said to the devil, it is written.
Yes, he did.
And he defeated him totally with the written word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Which we have.
Which we have.
That's right.
And should spend a considerable amount of time in it so we connect all of these things together. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, now this is in the 7th chapter of Isaiah, the 14th verse, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Excuse me, please. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Well, of course he was. He had to be born in Bethlehem. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, look, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Now, you know, our tradition, as I say, you take the manger scene, and you have the little baby in the little straw basket. I need to speak a little more about that. Well, in a moment later. And the wise men all there, and there's three of them. There were more than that. There were three gifts.
Right.
Now, when you study this, you find out there was and they were kings. They were very, very wealthy people. And that was for a purpose. But when they came, there was the entourage that was with them, all of their food and their these are kings. They had soldiers with them. That there was upwards of 500 people traveling across the country a long, long ways, and got there unharmed by, bandits and small armies and so forth. There was a lot of people here. There was enough people here to stir up all of Jerusalem. Please excuse me. Now, I want you to notice here Where is he that's born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and they came to worship him. When Herod had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule his people Israel. When Herod had heard privately all, he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. That is a very important statement because it puts a time on everything. What time did the star appear? And they followed that star all the way from the east to get there. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him. So this was not at the manger scene. But, you know, like I said, we bring it all together, and that's wonderful. We should do that. But it's good to teach your children and your grandchildren, and as they grow up and get older, there's a lot of grown people that don't know this. And there's far too many of them don't care. But do you ever wonder why it's such a point of contention, this manger scene? Get that out of here. I don't want that in my place. Well, they've been trying to get rid of him for 2,000 years and can't do it. Amen. And you think about it, it is important. It is important, particularly in this country, to have the freedom and the right to walk up to someone in a store and say, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Praise God.
And that's what I, instead of Happy Holidays, give me a break. It's not everybody's holiday. Happy Holidays. Anyway, and back when they did that only, I made a point of saying Merry Christmas. And I never did find anybody that got upset about it. Particularly.
You never did care.
No.
They did.
I really didn't care. And we're out of time. My, 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 my. Praise God, everybody. Come on, Jeremy, help us out.
Thank you, Pawpaw. Isn't it good to see Mimi and Pawpaw sitting there at the table preaching the Word of God together like they've been doing for so many years? Praise God for what He's doing through this ministry. You know, God's plan is always on time, and everything about the birth of Jesus was spoken of through the prophets. And the Word of God arranged armies and kingdoms and people so at the exact time and place, Jesus would be born.
God is moving and revealing His glory through the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit poured out upon the local church. The heart of Kenneth Copeland Ministries' 2022 calendar is Together We Are Victory. Our partner churches from Singapore to Alaska are living testimonies of that victory. This calendar is designed to help you stay focused on God and His Word working in your life. Read the Bible in 1 year using the Daily Bible Reading Plan. Organize your yearly schedule, writing down your faith goals and victories. Dates for all the KCM events are marked so you can plan ahead to attend or watch online. The Lord told Brother Copeland that 2022 will be an extraordinary year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit and soul, in the body, in finances, churches, and government. Get prepared and stay ready to be a part of all God is doing in 2022. Together in 2022, we are victory. Be sure to request your free 2022 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar at kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. You can also download each month's image to your computer or mobile device. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a Christmas gift for you. It's the 2022 KCM calendar. And we have heard through the years how much our partners look forward to receiving their KCM calendar. Now, in the calendar, there are scriptures on every page to encourage you to live in the blessing of the Lord all year long. And what we want you to do is confess them. When you see them, say them out loud over your life and build your faith in the Word of God. Read through the Bible in 1 year using the Bible reading plan that's in there. And you can do this as a family. You can do this with your friends. But whatever you do, make the Word of God the center of your conversations and your whole life. It will build unity and it will strengthen your relationship. So go to kcm.org to request your free KCM calendar today. And then remember to check KCM's Advent calendar for your special gift. Now, it started back on December 1st. It ends December 25th, Christmas Day, but you can still take part in receiving these great gifts. Each day features special downloads that keep our eyes and our hearts on Jesus, who was and is the gift that keeps on giving. So go to kcm.org/advent to find out all the details. Now, tomorrow, we invite you to join us right back here on the broadcast. My grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, are going to be encouraging us again with scriptures straight from the Word of God, because with God, nothing is impossible to those who believe. I'm a believer. Are you a believer? That means with God, nothing is impossible for you. So whatever impossible situation you have faced or whatever is coming up in this year to come, just know that with God, in the presence of God, all things are possible. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Start the new year with victory like never before. This special 4-day meeting with Kenneth Copeland begins December 31st and runs through January 3rd.
You have the greatest coming year that you have ever had in all of your life, because 2022 is going to see some things happen that you know should have come to pass a long time ago.
Get laser focused on the uncompromising Word of God with Victory First right here at Eagle Mountain International Church, starting December 31st at 7 p.m.